everyone. Welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today's interview is with Caroline. So hi, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Hello, thank you for having me.
All right, so what school do you go to and where is it located?
So I am currently at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, in Wilmington, North Carolina. I came in as a transfer student. I went to Wake Tech Community College for 2.5 years and got my associate's.
So for anyone who's never been to Wilmington before, what is that area like?
Beautiful. I mean, it's just, oh gosh, I mean, I can't even express how much I love it here. It's just, you know, from my apartment to the beach, it's about 10 minutes, if that. And I mean, who wouldn't, you know, want to live that close to the beach?
Absolutely.
It's really nice also because it is a very, like, touristy area, but there's also a ton of people that, you know, live here permanently. So you have just every age, there's a lot of diversity around here. And it's just, I mean, I really haven't met anyone, especially my age, that isn't friendly or willing to help, or just a really, really beautiful, welcoming community.
Yeah. So let's talk about campus a little bit. Would you say that campus is like kind of a small campus? Is it big? Would you say it's easy to navigate? And then because of, you know, living on campus, or if you're living off campus, how long does it take to get to class? What's the parking situation look like?
So, like I said before, I came in as a transfer student, so I don't live on campus, but it's really nice because even if you don't live on campus and you live in student housing, which if you, you know, don't live on campus, you're more than likely to live in student housing. At least for Wilmington, I know no apartment is more than 10, 15 minutes from campus. I mean, I could walk to campus if I wanted to, but how I usually get to class, despite COVID, because I'm all online right now, we have like a bus system that goes to all the apartments, you know, student living and stuff, and comes about every 5 to 10 minutes. It depends, they're kind of on their own schedule, but just picks you up, drops you off at the exact same place, so it's pretty easy to get to and from campus. And, you know, like I said, I could walk if I wanted to, but I've personally never had an issue with the bus, and it makes me not drive as much, which you could also get a parking pass if you wanted to, but might as well use the free buses while I can.
Absolutely. But,
as far as campus goes, I love that campus with all my heart. It's a beautiful campus. All the buildings are beautiful. I like it because it's, I mean, it is a big campus. It's not, you know, you won't go on there and say, oh, wow, this is a really small campus, but it's not as spread out and big as somewhere like Chapel Hill or NC State or, you know, Alabama, like those big, big colleges.
Yeah.
Just, it's really cozy. You know, they have little fountains everywhere. Our mascot's a Seahawk, so they'll have like Seahawk things everywhere. It's all shaded for the most part, so that's really nice. Just seeing like all the big trees and everywhere else. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to navigate. I haven't had too much trouble, you know, finding anything. And then, you know, everyone that's on campus, whether they're a student, faculty, whatever, if, I mean, you can just go up to anybody and ask them, you know, where's this building? Or, hey, like, I need to go to the library. Can you tell me which way it is? Everyone's just very helpful and very kind.
That's awesome. All right. So we kind of already answered this. You didn't live on campus because you transferred in, and you're saying that the apartments are not too far by. Do you have any friends that did live on campus at any part that, or you've seen the dorm rooms or anything there?
Oh, yeah. So last year was my first year, and I actually met this girl she was a freshman, and she was in a dorm. And I mean, yes, some dorms are nicer than others. No dorm is jaw dropping and tons of space. But, you know, she was telling me how at times it would get crazy, you know, living with especially girls, one other girl in a small, tiny space. But that's kind of just part of the college experience. And honestly, sometimes I do regret not living in a dorm, because I feel like that is a good, like, fun part of your freshman year. But it really depends on where you go to school. And I say that because Wilmington is a very, I mean, it's been around for a very long time. So they don't have a bunch of brand new dorm buildings. Wilmington is actually in the process of building, I can't even remember, I think 4 new dorms.
Wow, they're really gonna
So,
expand.
oh yeah, they found the way to expand. They're gonna have to, because it's just Wilmington is just growing and growing and growing each year, and they're running out of space. So updates are definitely coming. I mean, for example, my dad came here back in the 70s, and I remember when I first moved down here, he literally pointed to one of the dorms and said, "That was the dorm that I was in," to give
Wow.
you an idea of, how long those dorms have been there. But I mean, for the most part, they're safe, they're clean, they're cozy, good
Yeah,
place to lay your head.
and obviously if you're gonna be on a campus that's of like, a smaller size, like you're saying, then you're not gonna be too far from the buildings you need to be at when you're able to be
Exactly.
on campus, which is really nice.
Exactly. And then UNCW has a lot of on-campus apartments and stuff too. So even after you move out of the dorms and you're still very active on campus, or say you're in a lot of clubs or play sports or whatever, you can live in one of the on-campus apartments, and those are actually pretty nice. The girl that I was just talking about that I met last year actually lives in one of them this year, and it's, she has her own bedroom, her own bathroom, kitchen, living room. It's really like an apartment. It's just you're on campus.
That's nice. It's a nice feature to have different styles of living for those who just have different like needs or just want something different. One thing didn't work, but they don't want to be far away. Maybe they don't have a car or whatever that looks like, and still being able
Definitely.
to access everything.
Definitely, yeah.
So, from your experience, what is the food like on campus? What type of options do you have? I don't know how much of like the dining halls you experienced since you weren't living on campus, but when it comes to the other options, what's it like?
We honestly, I was really impressed with the food options that we have. So they have, like, and you're right, I didn't get too much experience, but what I did experience was, like the main dining hall where they have stuff like Subway, Chick-fil-A, they have a really good sushi place, pizza place, and it is really good. I mean, if you're like, for example, last year when I would be on campus all day in between classes and I'm just starving, just being able to walk to the next building and get Chick-fil-A instead of having to worry about, trying to get off campus and get back in time or whatever. And then I also like it because the food options are very spread out. So, like what I was just talking about, Chick-fil-A and all that, that's kind of right in the middle of campus. But then on the other side of campus, there's a really good burger place and a Starbucks, and on the other side there's a Dunkin' Donuts, and then by the bookstore and stuff they have random little bagel places or coffee shops. So it's kind of wherever you're at on campus, you're more than likely going to be not too far from food or snacks or anything like that. So it's really convenient if you're going to be on campus all day.
Yeah, that's really nice because
Because I mean, it was honestly rare that I would go to like Chick-fil-A or anything like that, because of course whenever I would have a break in between classes, it was usually between like 12 to 1:30, which is when everyone else is trying to get lunch before class and in between classes, and everyone wants Chick-fil-A, everyone wants something, off campus, quote unquote. And it's really crazy in there, but it's also nice, like I said, because there's a coffee shop in the actual library, so you can pop over there. And then everything else that's so spread out, it doesn't take long at all to say, like, okay, well, Chick-fil-A is slammed, so let's go to the next building and get this.
yeah, that's nice. All right. So, can you tell me about your best faculty experience so far?
Honestly, I mean, it's a lot different than high school. I'm not gonna lie about that. You had an issue in high school, you could just go to the front office and whoever, like, everyone's right there to take care of you. And it is a little bit more challenging in college because, I have a question. And it's like, okay, well, there's a million different people that I could go to, but only one person would be able to answer exactly what I need. So that was kind of hard to get used to because, like I said, in high school, I was so used to, oh, I don't know, I need to figure out my schedule. Let me just run up to the main office. Whereas in
Yeah.
college, you have to like figure out who your advisor is and set up a meeting. And it's a lot more time put into it, I guess you could say. You know, you can't just like pop in the office and say, hey, what's my student number? Like, hey, what's this? You know, but other than that, I have been really impressed with the faculty. They definitely care about the students. They definitely care, you know, about our education. And I have been very lucky to have teachers and professors that, you know, put that extra time in, or like they're passionate about what they're teaching. So they make it interesting, they make it fun.
So what is campus life like? What are athletics and the recreation opportunities? Is there Greek life? What kind of events happen on campus, et cetera?
So there are a ton. I couldn't even tell you how many clubs and extracurriculars Wilmington has. I mean, for anyone. I mean, they literally have a hammock club where you join the club and all you guys do is just meet up in different places around Wilmington or on campus and put a hammock up and just hang out. I mean, it is something for everyone to do. And we, as far as sports go, I know like our basketball team is hit or miss. Baseball is usually pretty good. Soccer is pretty good. We don't have a football team, which just hurts me every day because I'm a huge football fan. So it definitely is weird, you know, especially during football season, seeing all my friends at different colleges get ready for game day and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, well, it's a Saturday and I'm just going to go to the beach.
Hey,
So
you have that.
there's
They might not
definitely.
have that, at least.
Exactly. That's definitely a flex that we have. But again, as far as Greek life goes, I am not a part of a sorority. I have a few friends that are. They have their Greek life in suite style
Okay.
dorms. So, you know, say it's your first year in a sorority, chances are you're going to be living in that suite with other sorority girls. They're not super, like, Greek life isn't a huge thing here. You know, they don't really do major parties or anything like that. They really focus on their philanthropies or like what their main purpose is. But yeah, I never really, they just kind of do their own thing. And yeah.
So, what is your major, your minors, and what's that curriculum like? And are there anything specific, like requirements wise, that you have to complete before you graduate?
Yes, that's kind of where I'm at with the whole credit thing. So when I went to community college, I got my associate's degree in criminal justice. And then I transferred here with the hopes of being a junior, but found out through me trying to schedule my classes for spring semester that I was only a sophomore. So it's very important that if anyone were to transfer from community college or just any university to another university or community college, that you triple check your credits and make sure that everything will transfer. So that was like a big thing. But yeah, like every university has their own what they call gen ed classes, where, you know, for example, I took yoga last semester, which doesn't correlate to criminal justice whatsoever, but I needed something in that recreational category in order to graduate whenever it is time. Same thing goes with like I'm in Spanish right now. I need, you know, a foreign language to graduate and just kind of things like that. Like I said, every university is different. You know, of course, me being a criminal justice major, I need different stuff than my roommate who's an exercise science major,
Absolutely.
you know, to graduate. So it's really, but that's again like what the advisors are really good for. You know, they know that stuff, they know what you need, and they can help you schedule your classes in the best way and how much you can handle or, you know, stuff like that. And that's also another good thing. I don't know if this is a question later, but it's definitely a lot more built around you more than high school. Because, you know, in high school, they just kind of throw classes in there and they're like, all right, this is what you're doing. No exceptions. But college, you know, some people may work in the morning, so they decide to take afternoon and night classes, or some people may not like in class, so they sign up for all online, or you know what I mean? Like, there's different options to fit what everybody needs, and some people may be able to take 18 credit hours or some people may only take
Yeah,
12.
absolutely.
So it really just depends on, you know, what your life is like, what you can handle and what you can't handle. And I like that a lot because it's, you know, it's kind of what I want to do.
And you made a really good point that you have to have something in the recreation field, and then you chose yoga. So that's kind of going back to what you were saying about being able to fit classes to your interests. They'll say these courses that are coded under these things fit this recreation thing. Go ahead and pick the one that fits you and that fits your schedule. So they'll say, here's 20 classes that can fit this. Now pick the one that works for you. And so you just find the one that interests you and choose it. So even though they tell you have to hit all of these bullet points, you also have choices
Right.
within those bullet points, which is really nice. So since you were transferring into UNCW, were there any specific factors that you were like that led you to choose UNCW over any other schools that you might have considered transferring to?
I mean, I'll go ahead and say the obvious one, the beach.
Yeah.
I've always loved the beach, you know, and I'm actually from Raleigh, so it's a quick 2 hour drive on 40 and then I'm
Yeah.
home, you know, so still close. You know, if something happened right now, I could easily hop in my car and get home, be home by 6. But like, I'm still far away enough that I'm not super close, you know, and I'm like on my own and doing that. But yeah, I really loved the campus. I loved that, like you said, the kind of small town-ish
Yeah.
feel. And I've never lived, because I came from like a really, really small country town south of Raleigh, and I've never really lived in the quote unquote city life, as they call it here, and that's kind of what I like about it. It's, you know, it's very fast paced, but I mean, nothing clearly like New York, but it still is, you know, down at the beach. So it's like, if you love the city life, you can go to downtown Wilmington and do all these things, but if you want more of a quiet thing, you can go to the opposite direction, go lay out on the beach, or you know, go to like little stores and shops, and there's just so much to do here.
That's awesome.
And it feels like home. Like it does. I'm comfortable here. It's just where I need to
That's
be.
awesome. All right, so my very last question for you, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student could benefit from?
Oh, how much time do I have? I would definitely say the biggest thing, as school-wise, is be as organized as you can. I mean, be as extra as possible. Like, write down everything you have due in your planner, your phone, your whiteboard calendar, everything. That definitely helps a lot because, you know, it's not like high school where you forget to turn in an assignment and your teacher's like, oh, that's fine, just bring it to class tomorrow or whatever. You know, you forget to turn in an assignment, they're like, well, that's bad. You know, like, I can't do anything about it. You get a zero. Good luck next time.
Yeah.
So it's, you really, really have to learn how to manage your time properly. And it really, really makes you grow up and, you know, kind of think about, okay, you know, I could go lay out on the beach all day today. Like, for example, here, it's beautiful today. It's like 90 degrees, perfectly sunny. And, you know, I have a lot of homework to do. I'm going to our beach house this weekend for Labor Day. So it's like, I know I have to clean my room. I know I have to do some homework. But, you know, me 4 years ago, I would have been like, oh, you know, forget that. Like, I'm going to the beach. I'll do that later. Because it's, you know, you can learn that the hard way and then you get behind and it's not
Yeah.
fun. So definitely just like staying on top of everything, being organized. And I mean, I'm sure every single university has this, but for example, UNCW has, you know, you're struggling with something in math, no matter what math it is or anything, they have a whole math center that you can go to and get tutoring or whatever. And same for English, history, I mean, any class you could possibly have. And they just have a lot of resources that people kind of look over, or they're like, oh, I don't feel like doing that. But, you know, you're paying to come here, you're paying for all these things. So it's best to use them and, you know, get help. Because, like I said, everyone that's on campus is there to help you. They want you to do well, they want you to graduate and just be the best that you can.
Absolutely.
And definitely focus on yourself. Like, don't be afraid to take the time. I'm a girl, so I'm gonna go with girl stuff, but like, don't, like, I'm trying to think how to say it. Take the time to do a face mask late at night, or like take a long hot shower, watch a favorite movie. Like, just take a day to yourself to just kind of regroup, focus on what you need to do for yourself, because I mean, mental health is clearly a big thing in college.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really enjoyed learning more about UNCW, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your semester.
Thank you so much for having me.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So, for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.